16, a Clare attack, 4, 10 and 16. So there are 18 scratchings there for Morfordville Parks, and we're just awaiting those to go interim in the next minute or so. Don't forget, for our Sky Sports Radio audience, Peter Alice will be on a little bit earlier than normal. He'll be on just after 10.50 with his tips for Morfordville Parks, and Steve Moran looking at Sandown at 11.15 today for our radio audience. We'll take a break on Racing HQ, then we'll launch into Randwick Racing.
Every day from midday, Sky Sports Radio's National Racing Service has the winning formula. Tabloid mail, 20 to 30 minutes prior to the first race. On-course updates, crucial interviews, and the all-important tab market movers.
Sugar Lane number 10 has been $23 into $16.
Sugar Lane is going to land some big bets, beat Torrio's Delight.
Sugar Lane backers rejoiced at double-figure odds. The National Racing Service, every day here on Sky Sports Radio.
Divine Prophet and Hey Doc, they come to the line together. Divine Prophet!
Divine Prophet, by emerging sire of size, Choisir. Divine Prophet, a Group 1 place getter as a 2-year-old and a Group 1 winning 3-year-old. Divine Prophet, standing for $22,000 including GST, with a live foal guarantee and payment terms March 2019. Divine Prophet, standing in New South Wales at Aquas Farms Emirates Park. Speak to the sales team today or visit aquasfarm.com.
May is 5% extra discount month at astivita.com.au. That's a further 5% off the already discounted prices of up to 70% off on wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware, vanities, toilet suites, basins, baths and fridges. 2-year warranty, over 50 service locations, with free delivery to most areas. This May, use the code RADIO for your extra 5% discount at astivita.com.au. ASTIVITA.com.au.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian offer the opportunity to own and race the half-brother to champion 3-year-old Whoby Got You. Our colt is by sensational sire Fastnet Rock from Temple of Peace, a stakes place winner of 3 races. Whoby Got You was a dual Group 1 winner of 10 races including the Alumba Stakes, Caulfield Guineas and won over $3.25 million. Join the Dynamic Gay and Adrian team to race the Fastnet Rock half to Whoby Got You. Visit DynamicSyndications.com or call 1-800-61-999. AFSL
33608. Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet your love a $175,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio, Sky One and Sky Thoroughbred Central. We're looking now at Randwick over the next hour, and Ron Duffersey is with us, and Mark Van Gestel, the Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales as well. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. 9 races. We're back at Randwick. We start with a 6, and with the good weather outside, mate, there's a chance of a little upgrade.
Yeah, we'll have a look a couple of hours before the first race, Andrew, and just assess the business. Navesh said there's a good due this morning, so we'll just see how it plays.
Okay. What have you got for us?
Out of the first race, Andrew, easy go, easy win, Warwick Farm on the 3rd of May. 3.5 head when finishing second to Barbecue, but just approaching the 200 metres, it was held up and had to be shifted out to obtain clear running. It was then inclined to lean over the final 200 metres, and it wasn't the easiest horse to ride out over that section of the race. Take it into race 5, Andrew. Siren Theory, the top weight at Rosehill, 6th of May. Spoke to Josh Pardis in respect to the horse's performance, which appeared to be poor on paper, but look, it missed a start and lost a bit of ground there and settled further back than anticipated. But Josh Pard indicated to us that the horse didn't really run out the 1,800 metres, and coming back to 1,400 metres today should suit it a little better than its last start.
Right.
Take it in to the Brulee, Andrew, in the same race. It missed a start at Scone on the 12th of May, but then it was held up for clear running until about the 150 metre mark, finishing third. The Siskin has only beaten the length. Race 7, Dan Jew at Rosehill, 6th of May. Finished 7th there, beaten 4 lengths by top of my list, but it was held up for clear running. Probably didn't really get out to about the 150 metre mark, where it finished the race off quite well. And the final one to mention in the last race, 9, High Miss at Warwick Farm on the 17th of May. Beaten a length and a half and finishing 7th at Aranachi, but probably for the major part of the straight, it never really got clear running, and probably even over the concluding stages couldn't be fully tested, so probably had some excuses, and it certainly should have finished closer than what it did.
Okay, high missed in the last race, 9, number 2. Righto, Mark, thanks for your time. We'll hear from you through the day.
Good, thanks, Andrew.
Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Ron Duffesy is joined by his good mate every Saturday, Mike Fraser. Morning to you, Mike.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ronnie. Nice to be here. Yes, I did walk the track on Thursday. When I walked it, I think officially they had it down as a soft 7. I thought it was marginally worse than that, and I was a little bit concerned about the fence. And then, lo and behold, I went and walked it again yesterday afternoon, and it threw a complete curveball to me. I couldn't believe how much the track had improved in 24 hours. They must have had a beautiful sunny day there Thursday through to Friday afternoon when I got there. It was barely a 6, and I'm a bit like Navesh. I think, you know, given some bright sunny weather this morning, there's every chance they may even give this track a bit of an upgrade. Now, from the half mile to the home turn, I saw nothing wrong with the inside. You could you know, be down on the inside of the turn, and I'm not really going to put the nail through the fence at all today. It may be just marginally off there, and I'm talking just marginally. On Thursday, I thought it was going to be a no-go zone, but given the fact that the track's dried out so much, I think it may, you know, they may want to get one or two off. Now, how the track holds up, I'm not really sure, but I think given the fact that it's had a month off and they put all this beautiful work into it, you think it's going to hold together pretty good. So, look, I'm saying that there's a good chance of an upgrade, and you won't have to get out to the centre of the track, you know, like the old days when the rail was normal. So I was quite bullish about it.
Interesting comments. In the modern day, since Kensington was pulled up, Michael, the normal rail Randwick, it has been up the fence for some unknown reason. So you say, if anything, it could be a little bit worse?
A little bit worse in which way, Ron?
On the fence, do you reckon? A couple off the rail?
Well, look, as I said, on Thursday I was convinced you had to be off the fence. You know, I thought you had to get 4 to 5 off the fence. But given the fact that the track dried out so much in 24 hours, I'm not as bullish about the fence being bad. That's what I'm saying. So I'm saying that, you know, you may want to get 1 or 2 off, which is not all that bad. So, you know, like, if horses are tucked away back in behind them on the inside, they'll be able to come up and underneath them as opposed to having to get out really wide. So, look, I think it's going to play pretty fair. I'm just going to monitor the fence, but I was certainly really pleased with how it improved in 24 hours.
OK, I'm happy with that. My worst thoughts are fence on fire, so that's always my thoughts on any track. So hopefully things play pretty evenly.
Yep, sweet.
Righto, and Glenn Munsey completes our Saturday team with his markets from tab.com.au from Radio TAB in Brisbane. Morning to you, Muns.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. Morning, Ronnie. Morning, Michael.
Last night.
Let's just get on with the races, boys. You know, Michael, you know how good the stakes are at the Breakfast Creek. Well, it was punishing last night to endure that 80 minutes of torture.
Oh. So they teach the Burgess brothers to hang on to a football.
They've got hands. They've seriously got hands like feet.
Anyway, let's get going because we're only 3 hours from the first race at 11:10, Glenn.
Don't worry about that, Andrew. I'm an hour and 20 minutes from the first preview on Sky Thoroughbred Central. So let's have a look at the first at Randwick, which is the 7 News Plate over 1,400 metres. And we start with a Rest Star here as a $51 chance. Podrick as a $10 chance. Sambro at $6. Pierrata is out, no deduction. Lord Cecil at $5. Allied Power at $12. Icon of Dubai at $15. Easy Go, Easy Win, $4.20 in favourite. Kemantari with a tongue tie on today at $6. Cruise at $31. Heliosphere at $15. Madame Moustache is a $23 chance. And African Rainbow at $17. Easily the best supported runner here and one of the better supported runners on the program is Easy Go, Easy Win. Was 6 into 4 by yesterday. Went back up $4.20 this morning. It remains at that price there. It is absolute daylight second pick. That is Lord Cecil. And very interesting here. A number of these horses were entered for Brisbane. They're not running here. They're running in Sydney.
Yeah, well, the speed in the race, baby's up to 1,400 metres. I think Kemantari will press forward and take up the running. Then there's a little bunch up behind it. I think Madame Moustache, also going up to 1,400, can hold a spot. Arrestar won't be too far away. Sambro, and maybe Pudrig from a wide draw can sort of press across and try and find a spot, but I think Kemantari's the leader, Ron.
Yeah, he looks, looks like he's got a bit of speed, and he's up from 1,200 metres there, so I'm inclined to agree with that, horse drawing the outside, the Kiwi coming across. I'm a fan of this horse, Easy Go Easy Win. I think he's a good-looking prospect. I like his style. He's only had the two starts, 1,100 straight to 1,300. He looks a strong type, being by Savabeel. Looks to be a good vibe for him from the stable. So John seems confident that he's got that group ability and interested that he said he might even push forward and get a push across as well here now that he's at this distance on a big, roomy track like Randwick. I'm with him. I think he's very, very hard to beat in a very competitive race. Lord Cecil's the danger for mine. I thought his effort in the Ken Russell was the best in that race. He looks very, very promising, and he's another one. He'll eat up 1,400 metres here. Three Sambro. Look, he's fourth up after a dominant win, so that's gets a tick there from me, and best of the rest is... He's just slowly improving, this Icon of Dubai. I think he's... now that he's had a 1,400 metre lead up, I thought it was quite a good run, and he's still got more to give. 8, 5, 3 and 7.
Yeah, I think moving forward, this race is going to produce some nice horses, and I think Lord Cecil's one of them. As you said, he was terrific in the Ken Russell. His debut win at Muswellbrook was good. He ran slick time in that. The Ken Russell run was excellent because that was the day where the runners down on the inside and up on the speed were suited. He was back and wide, came down the extreme outside in the worst ground, kept closing strongly to the line, and 1,400 looks ideal for him. Run of the race stuff needs to go his way, but, you know, I think he can be a little bit closer, maybe midfield, and if he gets the right splits, I think he's hard to beat. Look, I'll throw this first starter in Heliosphere for second, the one from Gerald Ryan's yard. It's a half-brother to Beryl Miller. Really taken with both its trials, especially the most recent one at Randwick. Got to the line quite strongly there under a big hold. I think it's a horse with a bit of a future. It is in a tough race, I do concede, and probably will be last, but look for it to be running on. I've got the greatest respect for Easy Go, Easy Win. Luckless in both runs at Canterbury and Warwick Farm. Definitely crying out for 1,400. Probably should have won both of those starts, so is a horse that does attack the line quite strongly. And a roughie down the bottom here, Madam Mustache. Totally unsuited at Rose Hill, first up over 1,100 metres. Hasn't been to 1,400, but has got some figures to improve. And I think, given the fact it's going to be in the first three or four, close to, you know, getting the box seat run, may have something to offer in the straight. I'm 5, 11, 8 and 12.
Of course, Darren Flindell will be calling all the racing today on Sporting Chance Cancer Foundation Race Day. In the first, he likes 2, Padraig, to beat 8, 3 and... to beat 3... I'll get it right. 2 to beat 8, 3 and 7. 2, 8, 3 and 7 for Darren in race 1.
Porrick, not like Porrick Harrington, the golfer.
Okay, righto. To race 2 here, this is a Tab Highway. What's it for today, Glenn?
Well, it's a Class 3 today, Andrew, 1,100 metres, but it's the Tony Sleeman Memorial Tab Highway. So I'm sure you would think that Tony's family would be there today, naming a race after him and getting the Tab Highway naming rights. For the race today, we start with Nardu here, who's a $26 chance. Portatorio, at $21. Conniving is a $10 chance. Somebody. Now, we have the concussion plates coming off. We have the pads on the front there and normal race plates on the front for Somebody today at $14. Major Sharp's a $21 chance. Under the Thumb, aren't we all, at $26. Leilu at $9. Tiger by the Tail at $31. Sun Craze, the favourite, at $2.80. Clipper at $3.70 for the Orville family there. Loves a Hassle at $13. Snappy One at $101. And Trustee with the concussion plates on the front. And the first time I've ever seen this, Equicast. Here, boys, put your thinking cap on. What do you reckon Equicast would be? Some sort of like synthetic hoof filler or something?
Yeah, well, yeah. Think of it was hoof filler, they'd say hoof filler. So
do you know, Glenn?
No, I've got no idea, Andrew. It's the first time I've ever seen it listed as a gear change, Equicast.
Okay, Mark Van Gestel. Mark, come on, mate, give us a text and I'll update.
And, Andrew, you'd be amazed the number of people. I've just got a text from a mate of mine who's in London, Big Jules, that a part owner of Manea that's in Brisbane today, listening to you boys before I go to sleep in London. That's how wide we get. And the other thing, I know he wouldn't be listening this morning, but it's my son's birthday today. He's 25. He's probably just getting home. It's quarter
probably
past
is.
Eight. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Junior. Todd. Yeah, but me into one him listening, but evens him getting home.
Okay. So speed in the race. Well, I think Clipper first up from a good draw holds the spot. I think the other one that'll go forward is Major Sharp. Then we've got a little bit of a bunch up behind them. Nardu the toppy. And also from a nice draw, Loves a Hassle. Conniving, widely drawn, has got a bit of speed, be looking to tuck him behind, but I think Clipper and Major Sharp are the principal leaders.
Yeah, I agree with that. Look, I'm a big Sun Craze fan here. Found, well found in the market, but I just think he's a big, raw, talented horse. If it's okay to get back in the field and swoop here, he's got them covered. That race at Scone, I don't mind the look of that Cadigan race. Ghostly run third in that. Come out and won on Wednesday at Canterbury. So that all fits in beautifully for this race. And second up here, hard to beat, soft's okay. Big query on Clipper. She was always going to be sharper this preparation. And obviously they have a lot of jump outs at Canberra. So they don't have official trials. So that's why she has trialed this prep. But I'd suggest she's in order. Tim Clark off Sun Craze to ride Clipper, but he said that was just mainly because of an early booking. If there's an upset, it's definitely number four here, Somebody. She trialled very, very nicely at Dubbo, and all her fresh form is great. So I think she's ready to go here. And best of the rest is two, Portatorio, who's very fit, and when Jenny brings them to town, they usually run well. 9, 10, 4 and 2 for me.
Yeah, look, I'm banking on another little major upset here with Major Sharp, number five. Now, last week in the highway race, I thought that Hey Now had had the better overschedule in the run type thing, and I think that's how it panned out, was given a peach a ride. The other one was forced to cover a bit of ground back in the field, where this horse is a big price, Major Sharp, but I see him just tucking forward, sitting outside the lead. His first up effort at Hawkesbury in the Class 3 was quite good. He was up on a very solid speed. He was under pressure when he straightened up. Was still only three quarters of a length off them when they hit the line. 28 days between that run and today's effort, which I think is good. He's had time to recover. And as I say, I think he's going to get run-of-the-race stuff to suit him. Fitter here second up. And I think this is an easier race than the Hawkesbury race. At the price, I'm going to lean toward him to beat Clipper, the other on-pace runner. No official trial, but easy win fresh on debut when it won a maiden by four lengths. It's only two highway runs who were both here at Randwick, was placed in both of them, ran well, and as I say, it's going to get run-of-the-race stuff to suit. Four for third, Somebody, for all the reasons Ronnie said. It was a lovely trial there at Dubbo. All three fresh runs have been good. And for fourth, I've thrown in another one there, Under the Thumb, number six. Was wide first up at Tamworth when it won, and then completely luckless when it hit the line strongly at Corindai, second up in a benchmark 63. So with those two runs under its belt, it's another that can improve. But I thought five represented a bit of value here to be 10, 4 and 6. Not really knocking the one you've tipped there, Ronnie, but comes out of Class 1 company over 1,100 metres. I think it's probably looking for a little further. Stays at 1,100 and goes to a Class 3. So I was just a tiny bit concerned about that at the price. Good. 5, 10, 4 and 6.
Equicast is like a hoof. It's like it's a support of the whole hoof capsule or something. So it's something to do with the hoof. So
okay.
It'd be something like a, not quite a hoof filler, but it's a support of the wall of the hoof.
Yeah, I've been human cast on many times. Yeah. Cast without a beam.
Darren Flindell goes Sun Craze in race 2. 9 to beat 10, 4 and 7. 9, 10, 4 and 7 for Darren in race number 2. Race 3, Glenn, this is over the 2,000 at 12.25.
Yeah, the EML handicap here, a benchmark 78 for 3-year-olds, and Sizzling Bullet, scratch from Eagle Farm, to be running at Randwick. It's a $4.20 chance, and at that price, makes it favourite. Wugok, the stablemate, is a scratching, came out yesterday, 9 cents a win and 10 cents a place. Obscura at 13, Octavian Augustus came back not long after we put the market up. The deduction there, 12 cents a win and 11 cents a place. Tumultuous at $11. Garban with the winkers off today at $13. Lord Macau at $8.50. Monasterio at $12. Mandalay Bay at $11. Prometheus at $4.60. We've got Valentino Rossa, Scratch from Brisbane to run here with the lugging bit off at $19. Cross Stitch at $9.50. The Harrovian is a $21 chance. And Lord Kingsley with the visor on, but the blinker's taken off for Laurie Ray at $26 chance. Not a massive betting race here, but the best supported runner is Prometheus. The original market here is probably distorted with Octavian Augustus coming out straight after that. But it was into $4.60 yesterday, and it's still a $4.60 chance. Now, it's got double the investment on what Sizzling Bullet has, who's second pick, and third pick is Valentino Rossa, who we did give as much as $51 about.
Speed in the race, well, I think Lord Macau from a wide draw, Josh Parr will press on and go straight to the front here. I think Cross Stitch from Barrier 1 will hold its spot. Monastero will come across and maybe sit outside it. And the other ones there, Obscura won't be too far away. And Garban from a nice draw, I think it'll be in the first five or six. But Lord Macau's my leader from a wide draw.
Yeah, interesting race. Look, I like one at odds here. I took the 25 to one on Wednesday, Garban. He's a horse that, he looks a nice star in the making to me. And he looks terrific value, I would have thought. He went from 14 to 2,000 when he won his race at Hawkesbury three starts back, that benchmark 65. Then he went straight to the Tullock Stakes, and I thought he was far from disgraced behind Jon Snow there, and then freshened back up the 1550 at very one pace the other day, and I thought very forgivable. Mapping well, back to 2,000 metres. He'll run your race here at odds. I think Sizzling Bullet's the danger. He's the best performed horse here. He's had 5 weeks in a trial since that last run, where that form out of that race is okay as far as this form reference is concerned. Prometheus, I'm wary of. I know it was only a Kembla maiden, but there was style about that win and looked very, very good and could well shape up. He looked like he'd run this 2,000 out as well, Prometheus. And best of the rest is number 12, Cross Stitch, who I thought mapped quite nicely as well. 6, 1, 10 and 12.
Yeah, it's a good little race, this. I like one from Victoria here, Mandalay Bay. I really do think this horse will run well. He's had four runs this prep. Got galloped on first up. The three subsequent runs have all been good. He's been off the speed and hit the line strongly. None more so than his recent effort on the hillside course, where he was jagged back to last. Came down the centre of the track, produced really good closing sectionals to be beaten just under 0.3 of a length. I remember this horse in the Stutt Stakes last preparation. He ran a rip of a race behind Hey Doc, Land of Plenty, Kaching and Inference. Was beaten just under 4.8 lengths. And honestly, should have been two or three lengths closer. He didn't have much luck at all. I think this is a very good race for him. I think he can be closer from a good draw. Luke Curry's come up to ride him. He's got soft track form. I think he'll run a ripper of a race. I like him to beat Sizzling Bullet. He's been good three of his last four spaced runs. His most recent run was a mile here at Randwick. He's had a five-week break, as Ronnie pointed out. He gets back to 2,000 metres, which is ideal. And his Randwick form is impeccable. He's had two wins and a close second at his only three runs there. So he's got a great affinity for the track. He'll run well. 7 for third, Lord Macau. Good on-pace effort. His last three runs all at a mile. First go at 2,000. But he does get control here, and he will run a cheeky race for quite a long time, and his soft track form is good. And I respect the one that you've tipped there, Garban number 6. I've thrown it in for fourth, pretty much for all the reasons Ronnie said. Totally unsuited at Canterbury the other day in that 1550, where it was a bit of a softly run race up on the speed, and when they turned the pressure on, he couldn't really accelerate with them. He hadn't been to the track for 46 days. He gets back to the right trip, and from a good map, he's also in the mix. But I do think 9 will run a race at the price. I think it's good value to beat 1, 7 and 6.
Race caller Darren Flindell thinks Prometheus can do it again. 10 on top to beat 1, 6 and 11. 10, 1, 6 and 11 for Darren in race 3. We'll take a break on Racing HQ. Back to look at Randwick race 4 in a moment.
If you buy a new washing machine at Bingley, we've got a surprise for you. We'll deliver your new washer free, we'll unbox it and unpack it free, we'll take away the packaging free, and Mum will take away your old washer free. So there's no messy trip to the tip for you.
I heard that, Lionel.
Okay, our delivery guys will. But it's only for a limited time, so be quick. Free full service delivery from Bingley.
Excludes Asco and Miele. See in store or bingley.com.au for full details.
You need more cash flow for your business. but the bank says no.
You want to use it to attract new customers, but the banks still say no.
You've got a great track record and a strong credit score, but they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just 3 bank statements, not a mountain of paperwork, and you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loan subject to lender approval. OnDeck partners with MYOB.
Bet you'll love waiting for a delayed train, half time at the footy, or even sitting in a dentist's waiting room. Because with the Tab app, you can enjoy live racing on your phone anytime, anywhere. What's more, you can even watch races while you scroll out great odds and bet. Plus, with race replays on demand, you can study the favourites or relive a classic race. Enjoy live racing today. Download the Tab app or visit tab.com.au. Tab, we love a bet. Race replays excludes Victoria Thoroughbreds. Gamble responsibly.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott offer the perfect Magic Millions Cup. Bred to be early and bred to be quick by champion first crop and leading second crop sire Smart Missile from group place two-year-old winner Highland Daughter. Our colts are half brother to Highland Beat, a stakes place two-year-old winner.
This is a particularly strong individual. Great family, winning mare, and I can't see any reason why he won't be up and running.
For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
Tomorrow morning at 7, racing and sports is on the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
It is Racing HQ Saturday, a big day out at Randwick. It's Sporting Chance Cancer Foundation race day. 620 in the room out there. They'll really enjoy themselves, and lots of money being raised to help people get them to improve with cancer, but also in setting up mobile home care units and things like that. So support it today if you're heading out of Randwick for Sporting Chance Cancer Foundation Race Day. And Glenn, I know you've been there before and you're in Brisbane today, but it's always a huge one there.
Yeah, how many did you say, Andrew? 600?
620.
That's nearly just the amount of Hughes boys there are for the Sporting Chance Cancer Foundation. Of course, kicked off by Dr. Chris Hughes. Timmy, of course, Jack, all the Hughes family there. So a great charity that's been around for a fair while now and doing some great work. So let's hope they find a winner today. Of course, Ken Callender, the patron of the Sporting Chance Cancer Foundation. So Deffy will be under the pump today to try and find him a winner. So let's have a look at the fourth race. And Mark Taylor, another patron of the Sporting Chance Cancer Foundation, he's got the race named after him. Race 4, the Mark Taylor Outreach Program handicap here. A benchmark 85 over 1,600 metres. And signpost the toppy here is a $23 chance. So Willie at 5. Itcher Shemozzle at $14, Multifacets at $15, Incosta Line at $9, Supply and Demand, the $3.70 favourite, Devil Hawk at $19, King's Guard at $7.50, Pirate Ben at $41, Shandana is a $5.50 chance, and Sal Sonic with the winkers on for Jason Coyle and Cathy O'Hara is a $10 chance. Not a great deal separating two runners here. It's not the biggest betting race of the day, but So Willie and Sal Sonic are the two most popular runners. So Willie's been 6 into 5, and Sal Sonic was 11 into 9.50 back to 10. They're the top two, but as I said, not a massive betting race at this stage.
Yeah, Chrissy Waller's got 5 runners in this race. It's always the go. He's got to be a little bit wary there about any change of riding tactics. But as it stands, I think Signposted and Kingsguard, Pirate Ben, now they're all drawn in close, those three, so they could quite easily get into a soft position early without much pressure. The other two behind them, I think, are Supply and Demand and It's a Shemozzle. But I heard you say on Thursday night, Ron, and you're quite right, that when the pace is drawn down on the inside, they can generally stack up behind them.
It looks a fast enough race on paper, but that can be a negative as far as where the speed's drawn there. So, and I think you're right also with Chris. Obviously, he's got 5 runners there, so I'd be listening intently to see if any of his horses drawn out wide, just try and just push on to find a position, which in Costa Line did the other day. Whether he does that sort of thing today is yet to be identified. I found this race very, very hard. I end up settling on So Willie, number 2. It all happened for him with a negative ride at Hawkesbury 2 starts back. I just don't think it worked as well for him last week, the way that the race unfolded. If he gets any favours here, I think this horse is absolutely flying in the best form of his career without any doubt. He seems to be a different horse to the way I'm looking at him. I'm wary of Kingsguard. He did enough first up. His second up stats read well. He maps beautifully behind the possible leader from Barrier 1 here. So he holds a lot of tickets there from where he's drawn and the makeup of this race and the race shape. Supply and demand, no knock at all. That Scone Cup should be good form for a race like this, although the market's adjusted to that. And the best of the rest is, I quite like the return of Multifacet. It was very strong on the line there at Warwick Farm, and two of his four wins are second up. So another one may have just returned that bit better horse this preparation, and $15 is attractive. 2, 8, 6, and 4.
Yeah, it's not an easy race, is it? There's a number of chances and not much between many of them. Look, I'm leaning towards Supply and Demand. It's had two runs from a 45-day break. Was wide and sound at Randwick two starts back. The run at Scone over the mile was good, was sort of forced to cover plenty of ground, but kept battling really strongly to the line. The form prior to this little break was good, a win at Warwick Farm and two good runs at Canterbury. So he ticks a lot of boxes. He should get a nice run just a little bit behind them, maybe two or three pairs back, and soft or dry doesn't really affect him. Got him on top of Salsonic, number 11. I thought this three-year-old's another one that's had two runs from a little fresh and up. He was terrific in the Hawkesbury Guineas from a mile back. He got to the line strongly. And then in the Scone English Guineas there, completely luckless trying to find runs between horses. Never really got a clear run. Had to weave and race tight. And he got fully clear in the latter stages and picked the bit up and was going to be running on strong. I think he's one that can definitely race well here. We'll get back a bit, but look for it to be running on. Tuso Willie, I had my money on him last Saturday, and, you know, look, I think Tommy Perry's a brilliant rider, don't get me wrong, but I just think he took too much of a hold of him because they went 20 yards and he was just tailed off, and then he had to chase and make up the ground. His run was terrific. He got to the line strongly. The form prior to that with the two wins was enormous. But I'm just a bit bruised from last Saturday. That's why I'm not tipping him. And for fourth, number 10, another one there, Chandana. Another one that's racing really well. Last three runs have been good. Had excuses against the double bias. Two runs back at Rose Hill. And the tempo last start at Warwick Farm was against in that mile race, but running on quite strongly. I'm 6-11, 2-10. And just a roughie there. It's a Shemozzle might run a race for the first fours.
Okay, the three. Darren Flindell likes the 10, Chandana, to be 2, 4, and 7. 10, 2, 4, and 7. That's the first leg of the Big Six today through TAB at Randwick, a projected pool of 175,000. To race 5, Glenn, over the 1,400.
Yeah, the Wilson Asset Management Handicap here, a benchmark 72 over 1,400 metres, and Jason Coyle's got the toppy here in Siren's Fury, who's a $6.50 chance. Brulee at $6. Just Dreamin' came out yesterday, 10 cents a win and 10 cents a place. My True Love, $3.90 and favourite. Istria at $5. Kawakini at $9. Noir came out this morning, 12 cents a win, 11 cents a place. How Sweet It Is came out this morning, 4 cents a win and 5 cents a place. Our Belisa at $19, Can Dream at $14, Sea Bloom at $15, Wild Ava came out this morning, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place, Hittite at $15, Fast Ali at $34, Natoya is a $23 chance, and Chidana, yeah, you haven't been on the drink, the same horse isn't backing up between races 4 and 5 here. Race 4, it's Chandana. Race 5, it's Chadana. Good to see the McSweeney boys here have thrown a curveball in. The tongue control bit off there, and it's a $61 chance. Madison Avenue is a scratching. Not a savage betting race again here. Best supported runner is My True Love in front of Brulee.
Yeah, what about this race? There's 5 scratchings, and all 5 of them are on-pace runners, so the heat really has come out of this race number-wise. I'm left in front with... My True Love. I think the other one that's going to hold a spot that's drawn inside it, Fast Ali. The other one then is Can Dream will come across from some sort of a spot. And then horses that are likely to fill the void are Istria, is that how we pronounce it, and Chandana down the bottom there. But those scratchings have taken a lot of the pace out of this race, Ron.
You're 100% right, and I was sort of opposing my True Love On with a lot of pressure in this race, but this race is a whole new complexion now. So, look, I'll stay where I was, but with the proviso that my True Love comes right into the race with tactical speed and probably 11 to 14 taking control here. But I was a Brulé fan. I thought it was a big improvement second up there at Scone. The tempo was completely against her that day. She savaged the line. She missed the start. She charged the line. She gets the claim here. I would say drops in. This is not a very strong race. And I think she's, with luck in running, well, she's got barrier two, so hopefully she can race midfield or closer, and I think she's in the finish. I think Siren's Fury is very well placed. Fresh and back in distance certainly suits. Number nine, I thought, was probably over the odds here, Albalissa. She comes out of the Guineas, and I think she's ready to go third up here. And I thought, marking her a lot shorter than $19 in a field like this. And Istria's the pick of the rest. Form out of that last run is pretty good. But I just want to have another look at this now with the scratches, because my True Love gets a lot more favours than I first thought. But I'm marking them 2, 1, 9 and 5.
Yeah, I've got the very similar numbers, but I've put Istria on top here, the 5 from Godolphin Yard, only having a first preparation, but all 5 runs have been pretty good. She's been successful twice. She's a last start winner at Newcastle over today's trip. A month between runs, not really an issue. They'd just be having her ticking over. Her only real failure was at her third start at Newcastle, but she got into all sorts of trouble there. She was badly pocketed all the way up the straight when she was in a benchmark 67. I think from this draw, with the scratchings that have come out, I think she's probably going to be in the first 4 or 5, and her soft track form is quite good. I've got her on top of Brulé, number 2. She's improved nicely both runs as prep. She was luckless when hitting the line strongly last start at Scone. That was her first outing in 30 days, so she's bound to be fitter. 1,400 suits. She was very good in the Lexus Plate last preparation at Flemington in a good 3-year-old race there, so she's well up to a race like this. The top weight, Siren's Fury for 3rd, another one that's had a little 21-day freshen back from 1,800 metres last start, would be given a good chance on her performance 3 runs back when she was 3rd to Generalissimo in a 3-year-old quality here at Randwick over this trip of 1,400 metres. So she certainly got credentials to race well. And for 4th, number 9, Albalissima, another one that's had the 2 runs back, hasn't really been suited. She wasn't too bad in the English Guineas last start. She's a little bit awkward in the map, but is getting fitter. 5, 2, 1 and 9.
Darren Flindell likes the Robletrain Brulé here, number 2, to beat 1, 6 and 11. 2, 1, 6 and 11 for race caller Darren Flindell in race 5. Race 6, Glenn, the Sporting Chance Golfers Handicap. You'd love this one over the 1,200.
They actually played in the original Sporting Chance Cancer Foundation Golf Day, Andrew, at Terry Hills many, many years ago. Haven't been invited back since. Thanks, boys. Nerdy Rudy here is an $8.50 chance. Heavenly Anna at $8. Yuma Desert at $8. Il Mio Destino at $18. We've got Inner Wink out this morning. 2 cents a win at 2 cents a place. Magic of Dreams at $14. Florel with blinkers on and a tug tie on. George Osmond coming up from Kiton with a couple of runners today. It's a $41 chance. Feeling the Love at $26. Khaleesi with a tongue tie on at $26. Siskin at $4.80. Rowinda is at $15. In Times of War, the favourite at $3.70. Tennessee Hussey at $21. And Love's a Fantasy, also a $21 chance. Well, easily the best supported runner here is In Times of War, but it's a drifter, $3.50 out to $3.70. So the boys are saying they're happy to let you on it. Second pick, a very, very long way away from In Times of War, is Siskin, who's been $4.60 out to $4.80 as well.
Yeah, a bit of the speed here. It was drawn wide with Mio Destino, Siskin, and In Times of War. I suspect Siskin will probably press on and find the fence with the other two tagging it across. And Yuma Desert, from a good draw, won't be too far away in the first 4. And horses like Tennessee Hussey and Heavenly Anna, nicely drawn, could be 2 or 3 pairs back. But I think Siskin will probably come across with those 2 wide runners and take up the running.
Yeah, I agree with that. A tricky little race. I'm leaning In Times of War. She's fairly genuine. I know she's 1 win and 5 seconds from 6 starts, but the form does read well for this, with that, you know, second behind Siskin last time, and then that Bonnie O'Reilly form and the Miss Debutante form first up. That all looks to tie in quite nicely here. Down in the weights, she's drawn outside Siskin, so I'd suggest she's looking for a back there. And if she does find her back, I think she may be able to out-sprint her. Siskin's the danger. Hard's enough winning form. 3 from 3 this preparation. Nudie Rudy looks well placed on a best form here, and won't be far away. And Magic of Dreams also comes out of that Bonnie O'Reilly race and wasn't beaten far. 12-10, 1-6.
Yeah, we're getting into the really tough races here. I haven't got a great deal of confidence, but I've leant towards Nudie Rudy here with the claim. I thought both runs this prep have been pretty good. She was good first up at Randwick, when not too far away, beaten just under 2 lengths. The Gold Coast run, she was sort of wide on an inside advantage track in the silk stocking. She battled on really well there. Third up here, and as I say, if she can get the right run with the claim, I think she can be competitive. 11 for second, Rowinda. This horse has had a tough run first up, also against a double bias at Rose Hill there. It was beaten 6 lengths, but has 21 days since that run, has got plenty of figures to improve here second up, so a little bit of value there in number 11. 2 for 3rd, Heavenly Anna. Form reads a little bit in and out, was terrific first up, then ran on well third up to win here at Randwick over 1,400 metres. Had far too much to do in the Dark Jewel last start. Gets the map to suit and gets the claim, so certainly things to suggest it can improve today. And for 4th, number 3, Yuma Desert. Ran on well first up here at this track and distance in an 81, then had a tough run second up at Rose Hill, went up to an 85, comes back here to a benchmark 78 for fillies and mares, and it's had 3 preps where it's gone well, 3 from 3 third up, so looking for some improvement there. As I said, tough race, not a lot of confidence, 1, 11, 2 and 3.
Darren Flindell's with Ron here in Times of War number 12 to be 10, 1 and 2. 12, 10, 1 and 2 for Darren in race 6 on this 9-race card at Randwick. We're going to take another break, then we'll be back with the last 3 here looking at the programs with Ron Duffersey and Mike Fraser.
Every day from midday, Sky Sports Radio's National Racing Service has the winning formula. Tabloid mail, 20 to 30 minutes prior to the first race. On-course updates, crucial interviews, and the all-important tab market movers.
Sugar Lane number 10 has been 23 into $16.
Sugar Lane has got to land some big bets, beat Torrio's Delight.
Sugar Lane backers rejoiced at double-figure odds. The National Racing Service, every day here on Sky Sports Radio.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $175,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today and a $40,000 projected first four pool on the Trotters Marathon at Tabcorp Park, Menangle tonight. And now you can prepare for the punt. Watch racing live and relive the action with Tab on your mobile. Download the Tab app or visit tab.com.au. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
May is 5% extra discount month at astivita.com.au. That's a further 5% off the already discounted prices of up to 70% off on wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware, vanities, toilet suites, basins, baths and fridges. 2-year warranty, over 50 service locations with free delivery to most areas. This May, use the code RADIO for your extra 5% discount at astivita.com.au.
Zariz, standing at Coringle and siring winners every week. Zariz is capable of upgrading his mares and is great value for the owner breeder looking for that good horse, such as Shiraz, Riziz, and Stony Rise. All inclusive breeding packages for Zariz, including stud fee, adjustment, vet, and GST, available for $7,000. Contact Angus at Coringle on 0429 842 875.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab. Bet you'll love a $175,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ Saturday on TV and radio every Saturday from 6:30. And we're up to race 7 at Randwick now with Ron and Mike going through their tips. And Glenn Munsey from TAP. Well, Glenn, this is the big feature race of the day.
Yeah, the Fujitsu Air Conditioning Mackell Cup. Of course, Fujitsu Air, one of the Sporting Chance Cancer Foundation's major sponsors, and through their relationship with Mark Taylor, and they sponsor the feature race today. And the toppy here, Allergic, with the 59 kilos, is a $3.90 chance. Beyond Thankful at $18. Big Blue is $11. Slow Pace at 19. Danger is a $15 chance. Broadside, the favourite, at $2.70. Soviet Courage is a $26 chance. My Psychiatrist, good morning. With the earmuffs back on today, but the blinkers taken off, is a $15 chance. Richard of York at $8.50. Multitude is $12. LaToro came out on Thursday, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. And Plot Twist, with Mitchell Bell to ride 1 kilo over at 54 kilos, is a $31 chance. Once again, not a massive betting race here. The best supported runner dollar-wise is Broadside. Did go up $3.40, was $2.80 last night, opened $2.70 this morning. Second pick is Danger, has been 15 into 13, back to 15. And courtesy of Nick Ashman on Formline on Thursday night, Plot Twist, who was 101 chance at that stage, was into 26 yesterday, opened 34 this morning, is now 31, and it's third pick.
Speed in the race, well, look, Broadside's got gate speed if it obviously come across and dispute the lead. I think My Psychiatrist can hold its spot. Multitude won't be too far away from a good draw. So I think one of those three will probably take it up. I initially had My Psychiatrist leading, but that's open to debate. And the other one that won't be too far away, Richard of York, will probably tag across behind Broadside and drop into fourth spot.
Yeah, I would have thought My Psychiatrist might take a sit with those blinkers off today. It looks like the Waterhouse bot wall there, I would have thought, with Broadside taking over and Multitude being handy. So, look, I'm really, really confident this horse is going to run a much better race today, Danger. You know, I know his form is well exposed, but he's going life. He's a mile and a half. He's drawn well. He's third up. He showed significant improvement second up. He likes the Randwick 2400. He maps well. I think he's a really good gamble today. I've got him on top. I concede Broadside's the one to beat. Was quite a dominant win last week. He's on the quick backup. The map looks good for him. And if the track's playing to his advantage, he's awfully hard to beat. Allergic is going to give this field a bit of weight, but he will run well. He was just a little gap between runs last time, and there was nothing wrong with his performance. Wary of number three improving, Big Blue, the French horse, ex-French horse. He's had a couple of runs now, and now that he's at this distance, I'd be disappointed, or I think everyone involved with him would be disappointed if he didn't run better. He is a winner at 3,000 metres. 5, 6, 1, and 3.
Yeah, good little race, isn't it? Look, I'm going to lean towards a favourite, Broadside. He's fourth up here. His last two runs at Hawkesbury, and he was an all-the-way winner basically last Saturday at Rosehill, where he ran really good time. He's on the seven-day backup, gets to 2400 for the first time, but it's hard to say that he won't run the trip. He certainly is the form horse of the race. You know, we're scratching to trying to get some of these other ones to get their form up and running again, where he is really flying. As I say, he's just got to run the trip, and he will be hard to beat. For second, I've done a bit of the thing like you've done there, Ronnie. I've gone with Soviet Courage for second now. He's had two trials and two so-so runs from a 55-day break at 1,600 and 2,000. His last start at Rosehill, totally unsuited. He was in the worst part of the track throughout. He was beaten just under 8 lengths, but he gets to 2,400, gets to a track with a bit of give in it, and his form prior to the break, you know, the Mooney Valley run over 3,000 wasn't too bad, and he did win over 2,400 at Rose Hill. So, look, he's another one of these horses that can bounce back, especially getting out of the trip of 2,400. One Allergic for third. You pretty much said it all. Got to the line quite strongly at Rose Hill on the Lord Mayor's Cup last start. The 2,400 does suit, and that was his first appearance for 7 weeks, so should derive plenty of benefit from that. And for fourth, number eight, My Psychiatrist. Fitter for four runs back, over race last Saturday, in that race at Rose Hill there over the 2,000. But just looking at his last preparation, he was terrific fifth run back That was in the Christmas Cup, this track and distance. He improved plenty in that particular run. So fifth run back, little bit of a pattern there. And if he settles better, with the blinkers coming off, you would think that he's going to settle better. 6-7-1-8.
Darren Flindell likes the same as Ron Danjure here, number 5, to beat 6-1-3. 5-6-1-3 for Darren Flindell in race 7. The second last here, there's one trainer, Ron. One trainer that's listening to your tips very closely in this race.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me have a look here.
Don't tell him.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm not allowed to tip his horses. Yeah.
No, exactly.
we can give it. Stay solid.
Brett Kavanagh is the man we're talking about. Duff's tipped his horses recently, Glenn, for no result. He said if he mentions the monster, I'm turning around and going back home.
I'll give him a chance.
Gives it much, much better chance now. The Sporting Chance Counter Foundation, good morning to Brett. He's probably getting ready. He's probably just finishing track work and getting ready to put the monster on the float and drive down from Scone. He might pick a Rodney Northam up on the way with Big Money, because that's the toppie here. Big Money is a $26 chance. The monster with gear changes today. Now, he's got the Norton bit taken off, the winkers taken off, but Brett's put the blinkers back on him and a tongue tie on him, and he's a $21 chance. Boss Lane is back for Ronnie Quinton here as a $26 chance. Le Cordon Bleu at 12. Ins and Outs back with the blinkers on at $8.50. Aomen with the nasal strip taken off for Jeremy Sylvester. They might scoop him up on the way at Cessnock at $61. Cadero with the synthetic hoof filler is an $18 chance. Hieroglyphics at 14, Madotti at 10. Paint is a scratching no deduction. Batterhoff is a $3.50 favourite. Machine Gun Jubs at 5 and Upscale at $5.50. Best supported runner here is Batterhoff. Went up 350, was into 320 yesterday. They put it back up 350 this morning. It's the best supported runner. Very, very little separating the next three runners in order is Madotti, Big Money and Machine Gun Jubs.
Yeah, interesting race this. Lacks a bit of pressure in numbers. I think Upscale, Ins and Outs, they'll both press forward. Batterhoff won't be too far away. It's going to hold its spot from a good draw. And then you've got Big Money and the Monster trying to find a spot. But either Upscale or Ins and Outs sitting outside it. But they don't seem to be able, for an 1,100 metre race, it doesn't seem to be a great deal of pressure.
Yeah, exactly right. That's always a worry. And that's why this favourite holds all the aces here, Batterhoff. He's had two trials wins that sets him up well for this. He's got gate speed. He looks as sharp as ever. He's got no weight on his back. He'll be in the first three all the way. And his two runs last prep suggest he'd matured and found his form. He'd been a bit of a work in progress prior to that, just with a poor winning strike rate. But I think he's at the top of his game here, first up, very, very hard to beat. Definitely saving on Ins and Outs. Blinkers back on is a huge positive first up. Didn't work when they took the blinkers off him last preparation. Gerald sounds bullish about him this morning. That gives me a bit of confidence. Upscale's unbeaten first up. Another fresh horse here. She could go forward here. And Le Cordon Bleu, if they happen to generate any speed up front, sometimes we say, oh, there's no speed, and everyone wants to go forward. So there can be a negative effect. And if that happens, he's the one swooping into play late. I will mention the Monster. He does look big odds here. If you go on that razor-sharp performance here at Randwick, he'd be certainly in the mix here. And he did run him in the Doombin 10,000 first up. 11-5, 13-4.
I'm pretty confident that it is a race in two, Ins and Outs and Batterhoff. Just based on the price angle, I'm going to go with Ins and Outs. Probably sitting outside the lead, as you say, has had a lovely cold barrier trial. Three of its five fresh runs holds it in good stead for a race like this. Gerald was quite bullish about it this morning. It's got the claim for young James Innes Jr. And I think it's going to be in this race for a long, long time. The 11 is the definite danger. Its fresh form is great. It's had two wins, been terrific in three of its four fresh runs. Two lovely strong trials, Warwick Farm and Rose Hill. Should box eat here, gets a tick for the soft run. So, look, I think one of the two will win. Upscale for third, pretty much said it all. Nice cold trial, unbeaten fresh, one to two from two fresh, and he's also going to get on pace favours. So, Look, I think the three of them are going to be running 1, 2, 3. They've all got really good fresh form, and I think they'll all run well. But I think just 5 and 11, they're the two principal ones. And for fourth, I'll throw in the 7, Cadero, another one that will be off the speed. And if they do overcook it up front, it's another one that's had a little freshen up and will be running on strongly. But on 5, 11, 13 and 7.
Darren Flindell goes one that you boys haven't mentioned. Machine Gun Jubs, number 12, to beat 11, 5 and 2. 12, 11, 5 and 2, and makes it his best bet of the day, does Darren Flindell in race 8. We've got 5 minutes, guys, to look at race 9.
Yeah, and it's the One Solutions here, a benchmark 72 over 1,400 metres, and Magical Stance back at the races today for Ronnie Quinton is a $16 chance. High Mist at $5. The Bull is a $6 chance. Cool Craft at $6.50. Orient Line out, no deduction. Quick Defence out this morning, 3 cents a win and 4 cents a place. Fig Tree out this morning, 4 cents a win and 5 cents a place. Final Decision is a $21 chance. Wayanka is at $3.90 and favourite. Level 8 at 9. Awesome Sam at 41. Imperator Augustus at $11. Ruthless Agent is an $18 chance. Lucky Fish came out this morning, 3 cents a win and 4 cents a place. It's in at Newcastle. Master Agar at 31. Rain Happy at 34. And Hypernicus is a scratching and no deduction taken there. Best supported runner here dollar wise is Way Anchor in front of High Mist.
Speaking of Way Anchor, I think it'll press forward more than likely take up the running. The other two I've got coming across from wide draws are the Bull and Rain Happy. I think they'll get into the first three. Then I'm looking for horses like Imperator Augustus and High Mist. She's drawn out a little bit, but I would imagine there's enough room for it to press forward and get into the first four or five.
Yeah, tricky race. I wish it was a mile. I'd be very confident with High Mist. He did enough with not much, too much room there first up. He stays at 1,400, but the bigger track and the claim will suit him. Any luck at all, and if you can sort of, backmarkers are getting, midfielders are getting a fair go, I think he could swoop into play late here. I think the danger is his stablemate, number 9, Wayanka. He looks a better horse this prep. He was gelded this preparation, and he's put 2 from 2. Don't know about the depth of those races he's been winning at Canterbury, but he can only win, and he's doing it well. Of the others, 4 Cool Craft maps well, and 3 The Bull will push forward. Extra distance suits him. 2, 9, 4, and 3.
Yeah, tough race to finish the day. I'm with the 12 here, Imperator Augustus. Was terrific first up at a big price. Had a 37-day break, went slowly away at Newcastle, where it didn't really feature second up. Bounced back to winning form last start, winning here at Randwick. This grade over this trip of 1,400 metres does go up 3.5 kilos, but as I say, from a good draw, I see it posing up in the first maybe 3 to 5 runners there, and given the right run, I think in a tough race it can be competitive. High Miss is obviously the danger. Restricted room first up at Warwick Farm there. Has good ratings in the latter half of last preparation. Was probably unlucky in the Ming Dynasty. Was beaten less than a length and a half in the Gloaming Stakes against the double bias. So really does have the credentials to race well in a race like this. Mm-hmm. The third, number 10, Level 8. 2 wins. Has been good in 5 but 6 runs this preparation. Last start at Rose Hill was in the worst ground, but still battled on really well. And then I go to number 13 for fourth. Ruthless Agent, fit yep. for 2 runs back, totally unsuited against the bias last start at Doomben, and it can also improve. Tough race, but I'm 12, 2, 10 and 13.
Darren Flindell, 2, 4, 9 and 3. What's your best, Mike?
Look, I really do like this horse, Mandalay Bay. Race 3, and number 9, Mandalay Bay, and I'm also going to have something on number 5 in the second race, more so the place, Major Sharp, in the highway race.
Okay, good on you. Thanks, mate.
Cheers, boys.
And what about you, Ron?
Easy go, easy win in the first, into Sun Craze in race 2.
Race 1, number 8, into race 2, number 9. We'll see you right through the day. Thanks a lot, Ron.
See you, Andrew.
Ron Duffacy and Mike Fraser completing our Randwick preview. Don't forget the Sky Thoroughbred Central previews are not far away. As we say goodbye to our TV audience for Sky Sports Radio, we're back in a moment with much more radio previews.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Shiraz. By DeVortley, of course. Here's the traffic.
great drive-away deals, plus a $2,000 factory bonus on selected models. Don't miss a good thing. T's and C's at Volkswagen.com.au. There's been an accident in the Royal National Park. That's on Sir Bertram Stevens Drive near Bundina Drive. Also in Arncliffe, still very heavy traffic along Marsh Street as you approach the International Airport. In Mossman and Spit Road is breaking as you approach Military Road. And Cleveland Street, Surrey Hills is recovering after an earlier smash has been cleared. Right now at Target, all women's knitwear is $25 and under. That's right, $25 and less. So keep warm this winter, only at Target. Prices as marked, no further discounts apply. I'm Jess Capolupo on Sky Sports Radio.
Mum, I've got big news.
Me too.
No, I mean really big. The new 2017 model TVs from LG, Samsung and Panasonic are now here at Bingley.
Yes, Lionel.
What's your news?
60 months interest-free, 90 plus for a limited time, or any purchase of $1,500 at Bingley.
60 months interest-free on new TVs?
On everything.
Why do you always get the last word?
Because you talk first.
Credit provided by HSBC Bank. Terms, conditions, fees, charges and lending criteria apply. Offer valid until May 31st, 2017. Details in-store. Australian credit license 222595.
Your business needs a cash injection to grow, but the banks say no.
You need it nice and simple, and they still say no.
You don't want to hand over the deed to your house, so they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just three bank statements, not a mountain of paperwork, and you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loan subject to lender approval. OnDeck partners with MYOB.
The Interstate Form Preview is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love a $175,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Now we turn to Sandown, Lakeside in Melbourne. The course proppers are good for rail true for the Australian hurdle and steeple. When they go up the top of the hill, that track is deemed a soft five. They've done a bit more irrigation up there, but for the course proper, a good four. The rail in the true, I think for the first time in 2 months, we're in the true on Lakeside. Race one, take out 7, 9 and 11. Race two, take out 4, 5, 7, 14, 16, 17 and 19. Race three, take out 6 and 8. Race four, number eight. Race five, the scratchings are 1, 2, 7 and 10. Race six, 2, 11 and 12. Race seven, number five. Race eight, number seven. And race nine, take out 5, 7, 9, 13 and 17. As we say good morning to Dean Lester.
Good morning, Andrew.
And as I say there, Lakeside, true for the first time in 2 months, so it'll be interesting to see how it all plays.
Yeah, it often plays a little bit leaderish, but close to the rail, but yeah, we'll certainly see as the day goes on, because it's quite firm for this time of year.
It is. It's unusually firm, isn't it, Mark Hunter, as we say good morning to you, given we're only a couple of days from winter.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. It certainly is, and I was listening to the track manager and just looking at the window, he's forecasting a very strong headwind up the back straight. So, again, we'll have to watch and see how the day unfolds.
Okay, you might be looking for some cover down the back straight. All right, let's have a look at the TAB fixed odds. In the first at 11.30, number one, Star Search at 3.60. How do you pronounce number two here, Dean? Hayes and Dabernick?
The Consigliere.
The Consigliere at $6. Three, Sedition at $14. Down to six, Cliff's Edge at $3.80. 10, Lone Eagle at $5.50. And 12, Josephine C at $7. Obviously, there's been a few scratchings here. The favourite, Star Search, it's been sort of around that $3.60 quote for the last couple of days, Dean.
Yeah, Andrew, that's the form line that I'm trusting, Star Search and Cliff's Edge. There wasn't a lot between them at Ballarat. I just thought Cliff's Edge, when he burst to the front, he got a bit lost, and first time at the races, even though he was on his home track, I think he'll improve more than Star Search, and I think he's drawn the really good gate here. So I'm going 6 from 1. 10, Lone Eagle. He's had many trials over a period of time. He was scratched from the final day of the carnival back last spring and brought in for the autumn and then put away again, and he's had a very good education. He's drawn to get a good run. And 12, Josephine C, who I thought was a really good win at Sale. She trialled well, raced totally different to how she trialled, was ridden back, but won well. So quite a good race, but I like the Ballarat form line. 6-1, 10-12.
Yeah, I almost see the race in identical fashion here. I've just switched around the first two. I thought number one Star Search could win here. I thought one and six would probably settle, I don't know, first or third, first and third, or somewhere there up close. I think they'll just come away. I think they'll dominate the race. And I'm just looking for Star Search to be stronger at the 1,200 metres. To beat number six, Cliff's Edge, it should spear out and lead. It'll give a huge kick and be awfully hard to run down. 10 Lone Eagle with a good getaway won't be too far away, trailing them through inside. And 12 Josephine C, who certainly was ridden differently in the race and went super there. It'll be parked fourth or fifth inside, weaving through and running on. Like one here, 1, 6, 10 and 12.
For Matt Hill, it's 12 to beat 1, 10 and 2. 12, 1, 10 and 2 for race caller Matt Hill. We're working on an issue, Dean. I think it's already been fixed, hopefully.
Good. That sounds better, Andrew.
Sounds good. Okay. Race 2, number 1, Staviva at $10. Sullivan Bay, number 2, at 11. 3, Kalashani Lad, an outsider in the race. 6, Nikitas at $5. 8, Sovereign Duke at 10. 9, Star Sealer at 6. 10, The Card Players at 7. And down the bottom, 13, Galaxy Raider, one of Tony Brazel's trial fancies earlier this morning, currently $5.50. Roletto number 15 at $4.80. They're the main ones in the market. Again, a few scratchings here. Mark in race 2.
Yeah, it's an even race, Hoss. It's going to be Luck in Running Vital. I'll tip number 13, Galaxy Raider. It certainly did trial well. It's a costly horse for punters. It needs everything to go right. It's going to be parked midfield here, near the inside, just needing the traffic to break open. If the gaps come, I think it will charge and run well. 15, Roletto. I really like that recent trial. I think it can get a lovely run from the gate, and looks like dry track will suit, should put itself there. 8, Sovereign Duke. I thought there are only two leaders here, Sovereign Duke and Sullivan Bay, and I heard David Hayes say they're taking a sit with Sullivan Bay, so that might just give Sovereign Duke a really easy lead. And 4th pick, number 10, the Card Players, who's coming off a little freshen, got terrific form, and shouldn't be far away from the gate. 13, 15, 8 and 10.
Yeah, I really like number 10, the Card Players here. Speaking with his trainer, Mark Lewis, after he won that race on Easter Monday, he said he was putting him away for this race and then a series of races at Flemington. And gee, I think it's come up well for him. He gets a great run from the draw, outstanding form lines through his last start win. It was a really high-pressure race. So like that he's had the time between runs to beat 6, Nikitas. I thought he showed a fair bit of endeavour in winning at Warrnambool. He's got a bit of a tricky draw to overcome, but can, I think, improve into his preparation. Star Stealer from Barrier 1 will get an easy run, and I think he can be competitive. And 13 Galaxy Raider, he's a talent. He'll have to duck and weave through traffic. If he gets the brakes, he's got the ability to win. But see, I like the Card Players each way there. 10, 6, 9 and 13.
Matt Hill likes number 1 to beat 6, 10 and 15. 1, 6, 10 and 15 in race 2. Dean, the next couple of the jumps races, the steeple and the hurdle, how are the quality of the jumpers so far?
Look, the steeple, Andrew's only got 6 runners, but they're terrific jumpers. They're a really good bunch of jumpers, so I think it's a cracking race, and the hurdle's not much different. It's a good field, but the steeplechase is certainly the pick of the two races.
All right, well, here's the market for the steeple. Number 1, Wells at $6.50. Zedum number 2 at $2.80. Now and Zen number 3 at $3.90. 4 Gold Medals at $3.80. 5 Lucky Tonight at $13. And 7 Marlowe Man at $11. So only the 6, but they're all under, reasonably close in the market. The one that has been probably, well, they've sat pretty solid here. Zedum's been $3.10, $2.70, $2.80. And now and Zen's been $3.90, $4, and now $3.90, Dean. How do you see the steeple?
Yeah, well, they're the two, I think, Andrew. But in saying, as I said, all 6 are very capable jumpers. ZM's such a dasher, and Peyton rides him so well. He rides him with confidence, and he really rips into his jumps. And it's going to take a lot of running down. The drier track is certainly in now in Zen's favour. I don't think he really appreciated that at the Bull when he ran second to ZM in the Brierley. They're both terrific short course jumpers, and I think they're good chances. Gold Medals, Simon Wilde, his trainer, made a really valid point just before the Brierley Steeple that of the main chances, he was the only one that hadn't had a jumping run for the season, and I think it really told on him in the last 600 or 700, but he's had that run and a run on the flat since, and I think he can make up a lot of ground on those two. And Wells ran second in this race last year, but he's got a big weight and a really good field to contend with. I've put him in for fourth. 2, 3, 4 and 1.
Yeah, I don't think there's much between 2, 3 and 4 at all here. I think you can argue a case for with some differences that they can even ride up from the Briley Isle. I'm going to tip number 3 Now and Zen, on the, certainly on the back of that drying track. Warrnambool was just probably a bit wet for him. He looked the winner at the 100 and he just couldn't run down ZM. I think the dry track, he can turn the tables to beat number 2 ZM. He's a beauty. He's a fantastic jumper to watch. He just roars along out in front. He's a ripper jumper. He'll be awfully hard to run down. 4 gold medals, probably short of a run in the Briley, and I thought it was given an ordinary ride. It just got in all the wrong spots. He can improve a lot. And then out to number 1 Wells, who's a good jumper, but I can't see how he wins with that weight. 3, 2, 4, then 1.
Yeah, carrying the 72 kilos today, Wells. Matt Hill likes 2 Zedem to beat 1, 7 and 4. 2, 1, 7 and 4 for Matt in race 3. That's the steeple. Now the Australian hurdle, race 4. Over the 3,400. Archfire, number 1, is at $6 with tab fixed odds. 2, Renew at $2.10. 3, Urban Explorer, 7. 5, Honey Steals Gold at $4.60. 6, Earthbound and 7, John Monash, both at $17. And 9, Abibi at $12 down the bottom there. Renew, open $2.50 back on Wednesday. It's now $2.10. Mark?
Yeah, I think the occasion, equation is pretty simple. Hoss, if Renew runs to its galley, would win, then it wins the race. There's just no pressure here. It just rolls forward, dictates the race, and only got to run up to that run, it'll just be too good for them. I'm going down to number 6, Earthbound, for second. I think he's a good jumper. He's been trialling well. He's the horse that, at least in the race, has certainly got some improvement. 5, Honey Steals Gold. The better track won't hurt it. From Warrnambool, we're at Chase Home Renew, and then a long way out to number 1 Archfire. Maybe the dry track will help him improve, but 2 to win from 6 and 5, then 1.
Yeah, I'm very keen on the 2 and 6 Quinella here, because I think Renew, as Mark's outlined, he's only got to turn up in the Gallywood form. He'll get an easy lead and he'll be hard to run down. I just think Earthbound, you can see that the preparation he's had, runs on the flat, hurdle schooling that he's been aimed at this race. He ran third in it last year. And I think he's just coming in on the fresher side. Urban Explorer and Honey Steals Gold run the placings in the Gallywood behind Renew and might be able to do likewise here, be around the mark. But, yeah, I'll be playing the Quinella here of 2 and 6. 2, 6, 3 and 5.
2, 6, 3 and 5 for Dean. Matt Hill likes the 2 Renew to beat 3, 1 and 7. 2, 3, 1 and 7. I've been writing it in my notebook, Dean, to get this bloke on, John Allen, and I keep forgetting week on week. He is just a remarkable jockey that is obviously working hard, not only as a flat rider for Darren Weir, but to get the chance of being a jumps jockey, combining the two.
Yeah, well, Andrew, I think in the month of May, he's won the Grand Annual, the South Australian Derby. He nearly won a Wongoom at 1,200 metres. He might win the two-year-old today over 1,200. And he might win the Australian hurdle, and then he'll go to Brisbane and probably ride in the Derby next week or
yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Or the Oaks Canadian the Oaks, next week.
Yeah, exactly. No,
amazing.
It is a great story. Sometimes he is hard to pick up. He's a true Irishman, isn't he?
He's hard to pick up, but he's hard. He's always on a horse, so
yes.
I don't know when you get a chance to do an interview with him.
No, we'll try and track him down. It's a great story, this one, of John Allen, who rides Renew in the Australian hurdle. To race 5, the Chandler McLeod. The top couple come out here. Arello Jr., number 3, at 15. 5, Try 4 at 14, 6, Gothland at $2, 8, Grand Dreamer at $4.80, 9, Great Glen at 5, and the best of the rest is 13, Epsom Hill at $17. Now, we know there's been a few scratchings, but Gothland number 6 for Jordan Childs opened up $2.50 with the scratchings now $2, but was being specced along the road, so it's tightened up, Mark, because of the scratchings, but it was being backed anyway.
Yeah, I can see why, Hoss. I think it's the one to beat, number 6, Gothland. It was a terrific win at Flemington there before a spell. It was good first up, just got out sprinted, but fought on really well. Jumps to 2,400 metres here, gets in 54 kilos after the claim. I would think it would park leaders back and short odds, but certainly looks the one to beat. I think there's one danger, number 8, Grand Dreamer. He's flying this horse. He ran well at Caulfield without luck. I'm hoping he can find the back of Gothland and just follow it through, and I think they'll just clear out and run 1-2 out to maybe number 9, Great Glen, who was average last time, and 13, Epsom Hill, box seats, but maybe better on wet. I just think 6 and 8 dominate, 6, 8, 9 and 13.
Not much to add. I'd be much rather be taking the $2 Gothland this morning maybe than the $2.50 yesterday, because I was worried about the stablemate Andrew Kilimanjaro, who's not there now. So I think all systems go for Gothland to win. I'm hoping with Grand Dreamer that he runs very well, and I think he'll get that spot that Mark mentioned. I think he'll be right behind Gothland in the run. I think Gothland's a really good off-season stayer and might even be better than that. 6 from 8, I'll put in 9 Great Glen and 12 Castle Hackett next best. But again, probably a good Quinella, 6 and 8, 6, 8, 9 and 12.
Yeah, you came to Sydney a couple of weeks ago, didn't you? Or a couple of runs ago at Randwick with Grand Dreamer. Caulfield just didn't get a lot of clear running.
Didn't get a lot of running, no. And that track gets very firm. This track will have a little bit more forgiveness about it today, which will suit him. And he's placed at 2350. He's just got to run the 2400 right out.
Okay, the boys are into Grand Dreamer there as owners. Matt Hill likes the 6 to beat 8, 5 and 9. 6, 8, 5 and 9 in race 5. Race 6 on the Sandown Lakeside track is over the mile. With Tab Fixed Odds, number 1, Kalani Kid at 13. 3, Jackano Bay at 9. 5, On Pacalo at 5.50. 6, Petrology at 9. Number 7, Dan Zephyr at 12. 9, Coldstone at 8. And 10 Plan CL at $2. It's opened 3.50 on Wednesday. Again, there's been a few scratchings, but it went 3.50. Next call 2.60, and it's now $2, Dean, in race 6.
Well, I'm tipping Plan CL, but given the option of taking $2 Gothland or $2 Plan CL, I'll be taking Gothland every day of the week. Plan CL's a progressive horse. This is another step up for him. He ran well first up. You just wonder what his aim is this campaign. I don't know if you know, Andrew, but he's, wouldn't have thought this is the grand final by any means. So he'll probably improve through his work. He can probably win today. On Pacalo will make him earn it. This horse has come up really well. He looks great. He ran very well to win last start, and that was on dry ground, which was a little bit of a surprise for me that he'd go that well on the firm ground. Kalani Kid was a really good return, but I just think he might need a little bit further and maybe one more run, and Jackano Bay with the blinkers back on, and Craig Williams gets a great run here next best. 10-5-1-3.
Yeah, I think we're entering a few tough races here, and I'm going to go each way, number 3, Jackano Bay. I think if you take away that last run going the other way of going, I reckon he's going terrific. His run at Bendigo was good. He did way too much work at Caulfield before knocking up. He gets the blinkers back on here. I think he won't be far away in the run, getting a beautiful run, and I'd rather have something each way him to beat number 10, Plan CL. Probably the best horse in the race. He was good fresh. He's got 52.5. No doubt he's got a lot of improvement to come. 6, Petrology, always running on, just struggles to win, and 5, On Pacalo. It's going to give a great sight in front. Just the dry ground with the 56 kilos, that's its challenge. 3, 10, 6 and 5.
Matt Hill likes Plan CL to beat 7, 6 and 1, 10, 7, 6 and 1. I haven't heard anything, Dean. It's second up at a mile for this favourite. Would there be something in Brisbane?
It depends if they want to get him out over further. Yeah,
yeah,
I'd imagine, like an Ipswich Cup or something. Who knows? But, he sets up pretty well. Time frame-wise, he sets up well to get up there, I suppose.
They've got a lot of horses up there now, Weary.
Even the Winter Championship down here is a good option.
That was the other one, because talking with David Hayes during the week with Sovereign
Nation.
Yeah, they're not ruling out the Stradbroke. I think they want to see Eagle Farm today. They'll look at the Winter Championship.
Yep.
That, you know, it for him it works out perfectly as well.
Yep.
Anyway, we'll wait and
absolutely.
See. Let's move to race 7. This is for the 3-year-old fillies, a benchmark 78 race. Leote number 1 at $6.50. 2 Padrina at $3.30. 3 Soho Ruby at 4. 4 Lady Lee at $10. 7 Windburn $7.50. 8 I Heart Poppy at $10. Is that
That's
right,
it.
Dan?
Yep, absolutely.
I Heart Poppy at $10. And is there anything else? Because I've just tried to place a bet on Cuban Bell here.
I'd be cancelling that one, Hoss.
Yeah, I have. It's at 81. The best of the rest is 13 Silver Pathfinder at 19. It's been 26 into 19, the bottom one, number 13. Spect at longer odds. But Petrina, 350 now, 330 mark in race 7.
Yeah, the silver pathfinder. Glutton for punishment like
no.
Hostile.
No, I know where that money trail might go.
I think this is a really hard race. I'll be going wide. I'm going to tip number 8, I Heart Poppy. I think a few of these will struggle at the mile. I thought it was okay first up. I thought it showed good improvement second up. And just from the gate, shouldn't be that far away and should run the trip strongly to beat number 2, Padrina. I think if Padrina is afforded the same ride it got last time, it's going to be right in the finish. 3, Soho Ruby's flying. Probably better on softer ground, but was good last time. Just needs luck. And I've just got to throw number 13, Silver Pathfinder, in. I don't think it enjoys its life that much, but one day the stars will align and it can certainly win a race like this. 8, 2, 3, and 13.
Now I know where you were going. I was a bit up. I looked at the owners and I couldn't spot anything there, but
they may as well be.
I wish my name was there, Hoss, but unfortunately it's not.
All right, so 8, 2, 3, and throws in the 13. Mark Hutter, what about you, Dean?
Not for lack of trying. Going with number 4, Widgie Turf. Sorry, wrong race, Andrew. I'm that excited. Soho Ruby. Soho Ruby for me. She's going really well. I know she'd probably be better on softer ground, but I'm going with her to beat 2, Padrina. It was just a great ride last start. If he gets that run again, can win. I think Lady Lee's got a chance. Craig Williams on's a real plus here. And Morhuba, who was hopeless at Warrnambool but gets onto dry ground, could be a sharp improver. But, yeah, it's a pretty open race. But I thought Soho Ruby's going well. 3, 2, 4 and 6.
For Matt Hill, it's 1, Leoti to beat 3, 2 and 8. 1, 3, 2 and 8 in race number 7. Race 8, the Samson over the 1,400. Number 1, Zam Zam at $4.20. 2, Royal Ace at $9.50. 3, Valiano at 8. 4, Widgie Turf. Now 260. 5, What a Shock at 650. 6, Good Therapy at 12. 8, Barbie's Boy at 12. And that about wraps it up of the main horses. Widgie Turf's been solid around sort of 270, 260 around that mark. Valiano's been $13 on Wednesday. It's now $8, Dean, in race 8.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Widgie Turf. I've been tipping him around the placings in recent runs, but I think this is a lovely race for him. He had that quick backup last start, probably wasn't ideal. Like that he's had 3 weeks between runs, gets the claim here. I just think he's got a good chance of finally breaking through in this sort of grade. Royal Ace, I reckon he's an underrated horse. He's won 3 of 4, and I think he'll measure up again. Zam Zam was beautifully ridden to win last start. She can get a similar run, has got a chance, and What a Shock was good winning at Ballarat, beat a subsequent winner there, but down in the weights has got a good chance. 4, 2, 1, and 5.
Yeah, I'll take Widgie Turf too. I think just backing up there wasn't the go last time running 5th, and it didn't have the best of luck in the run. It's had time between runs. Ben Allen takes over as a good plus. It gets a beautiful run from the draw. It really should get every possible chance to win today. To beat number 1, Zam Zam. Bit like Padrina the race before, if Zam Zam gets the same ride it got last time, it's got a great hope. It really turned its form around there. I think the big value is number 6, Good Therapy. It comes through the same race as my top 2 picks. It took a sit there. I think you'll see it spear out and lead today. It won well doing that 2 starts ago. And 4th pick, number 5, What a Shock. Finished on the heels of Widgie Turf their last campaign. It won okay last time. Big weight drop. It will run well. 4, 1, 6 and 5.
For Matt Hill, it's 4 as well. Widgie Turf to beat 1, 2 and 6. 4, 1, 2 and 6. And the last, well, we caught up with David Hayes on Thursday. We asked him for a tip about, amongst all the 35 or 40 runners they had since then, and he mentioned this one, Canny Essent, in the last, number 1. It's currently with Tab Fixed Odds at $5. 3, Thalberg at $4.60. Then down to 8, Nyala's Choice at 17. 11, Strike Force at 11. 14, Data Point at $4. 15, Give Us a Go at 10. And the best of the rest, 19, Orient Line at $16. Data Point's been 460 into 4. And up the top, Thalberg with the scratchings has been 550 into 460. And Canny Essend, it opened up at 850 back on Wednesday. It's now at $5 with a few scratchings. So, Mark, how do you see the last here?
Well, I think this is like the first. There's 2 absolute standouts. I think number 3, Thalberg, is just an each-way special. It's absolutely flying. I can't see any pressure for that spot up the front where it will get. The 59 kilos is your obvious worry, giving Data Point a bit of weight, but gee, I think Thelberg can just fly along and take a stack of catching. 14 Data Point, certainly the danger, won a weaker race first up, but won really well. 11 Strike Force has trialled up all right. I think it's got a place hope. And then out to 19 Orient Line. Always running on, just doesn't win place best there. I think 3 and 14 dominate, 3, 14, 11 and 19.
I agree. I think they're the two clear best chances, but I'm going with Data Point. He's gelded at the end of last campaign, and I love the way he put that field away first up. It was on softer ground, but he was really good there. Thelberg, the one thing he's going to do is make his own luck, and I think the scratching of Chamois Rhodes really allowed him to just really dictate the race, and his chances have improved with the scratchings. 11 Strike Force is the other one to consider. He's trialled nicely off a short break. Genuine Horse, and I put in Nola's Choice next best, but 14 and 3 dominate for me. 14, 3, 11 and 8.
Matt Hill likes Canny Essen, number 1, to beat 14, 19 and 3. 1, 14, 19 and 3 for Matt. Mark, there's a few difficult races amongst these. How are you going to play it?
I'm going to go with the first and the last. Race 1, number 1, Star Search, and race 9, number 3, Thelberg. And I think they're terrific Quinellas in both of those races.
Righto. So in race 1, the Quinella was the 1 and the 6, and then the last it was the 3 and the 14. Good luck, mate.
Thank you.
Mark Hutter looking at Sandown Lakeside. He's gone now, so Silver Pathfinder. He's obviously one of his favourites, Dino, is it?
Andrew, he talks about it way too much. it's actually, yeah, nearly needs therapy about it, really.
What about you?
Each way, race 2, number 10, the Card Players. And I think of the favourites, Ghostland's clearly the best favourite. Race 5, number 6.
Race 5, number 6 there. All right, that's Sandown. Have you had a look at Brisbane?
Yeah, I've had a bit of a look, Andrew, yes.
Anything you've spotted from, well, a Victorian form point of view, or something you've been following?
Well, I have been following Impending, and I think he's got a great chance in the if the inside draws okay in the Kingsford Smith Cup.
Yep.
I think
Trials have been good, haven't they?
Two trials have been good. He was unlucky behind Darren. Darren's well in the betting. Before that, he ran well behind Jungle Edge, who's in the betting. He's got form around the good chances, and he's nearly double their price. So. I think he's a very good winning chance there.
Okay, that's the Darley Kingsford Smith Cup number 14 Impending, race 7 number 14. Any of wearies you've been following up there?
What's he got?
Turbo Miss in the Glen Logan, which is a really competitive race. He's got Volatile Mix running in the Grand Prix.
Yeah, awkward draw. I just wonder if he'll have to go a long way back. I think Neverland's going very well. I think if she handles the ground in race 4,
yeah.
Her run last start was terrific. She's only been with Weary for 2 runs, and I thought she could run well. And wouldn't be surprised if Pemberley improved there. He just raced a little bit flat second up, but he's better than that. I think those two, they're going to be, or one of the favourites, but yeah. Certainly Pemberley's good odds. They'd have good chances.
Okay. All right, but Impending in the Group 1 today. Thanks, Dean. We'll hear from you tomorrow, and then, of course, on Monday with Punters Postmortem.
Beauty. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks a lot, Dean. Dean Lester there. Now, just going back to Randwick, some stewards information here you can take note of. Christian Reith has been replaced on a couple with just a little bit of a weight issue on a couple of them. So in Race 3... the rider now for number 12, Cross Stitch, is Robert Thompson. Race 3, number 12, Robert Thompson. And then go across to race 7, and Blake McDougall will now take the ride on Soviet Courage, number 7. So Blake McDougall, in a non-claiming race, has picked up the ride on Soviet Courage, race 7, number 7 at Randwick. We'll take a break and then we'll look at the big program at Eagle Farm.
Every day from midday, Sky Sports Radio's National Racing Service has the winning formula. Tab late mail, 20 to 30 minutes prior to the first race. On course updates, crucial interviews, and the all-important Tab Market Movers.
Sugar Lane number 10 has been 23 into $16.
Sugar Lane is going to land some big bets, beat Torrio's Delight.
Sugar Lane backers rejoiced at double-figure odds. The National Racing Service, every day here on Sky Sports Radio.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $175,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today and a $40,000 projected first four pool on the Trotters Marathon at Tabcorp Park, Menangle tonight. And now you can prepare for the punt, watch racing live and relive the action with Tab on your mobile. Download the Tab app or visit tab.com.au. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Divine Prophet and Hey Doc, they come to the line together. Divine Prophet!
Divine Prophet, by emerging sire of size, Choisir. Divine Prophet, a Group 1 place getter as a 2-year-old and a Group 1 winning 3-year-old. Divine Prophet, standing for $22,000 including GST, with a live foal guarantee and payment terms March 2019. Divine Prophet, standing in New South Wales at Aquas Farms, Emirates Park. Speak to the sales team today or visit aquasfarm.com.
Most parents agree that junior sport is about kids getting exercise and having fun at the same time. But for some kids, that fun becomes a nightmare when they are put under constant pressure by parents and spectators. Yelling out instructions from the sidelines or banging on about what you think they did wrong can turn kids away from sport for good. I'm Caitlin Thwaites from the Australian Diamonds, and it's time to let kids be kids. Google Play by the Rules to find out more.
Tomorrow morning at 7, Racing and Sports is on the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
It is Racing HQ on Sky Sports Radio. Time to look at Group 1 racing at Eagle Farm. We know what the issues have been with the track, with the grass. They've left it a heavy 8 after a full week of heavy dews. The rail is true, penetrometer 5.25. Race 1, take out 1, 2, 3, 8 and 13. Race 2, 5 and 10. The third, take out the 5 emergencies, 19 through 23. Race 4, number 3, Stampede, it's gone for a spell. Race 5, take out 7 and 10. Race 6, the scratchings are 4, 5, 19 and 20. Race 7, number 13, Egyptian Symbol, out of the Group 1, Kingsford Smith. And race 8, take out 1, 3, 6, 11, 15 and 17. They're the scratchings. Now, jockeys that you require for the three emergencies in race 8 that have got runs in the Fred Best Classic. In race 8, number 20 is Blake Shin. Number 21 is James Orman. And number 22 is Ronnie Stewart. And Bernadette Cooper's ready for Group 1 racing. Morning, Bernie.
Morning, Ben. Yes, ready to rumble. I just saw a brigade of about 100 workers well walk past. So obviously everybody's about to screw down and get into position.
Well, you're not far. I mean, our first race at Randwick's at 10 past 11. Your race, first race is just before midday. But watch for Munsey. He's on the way or should be there. And it's going to be a large team at Eagle Farm. Let's get cracking with the markets. With Tab Fixed Odds, and in the first race over 1,200. By the way, it's still fine there?
Oh, it's a beautiful sunny day. There's literally not a cloud in the sky.
Okay, good stuff. Burning Passion, number 6. It's 2.40 now. It's been heavily backed, opened up 4.40. Obviously, there's been a few scratchings, but Burning Passion at 2.40, Sony Legend at $6, but they're all over the James Cummings horse.
Yeah, one market I looked at, there was 20,000 on him. So he's obviously a good go. But I'm going for Top Tone here from the Lorraine Earhart stable. He was, you know, in a race that was never going to suit him, the bat out of hell last time out. He's got really good Eagle Farm form, this horse. He really likes his track. He's won 3 races here. And second up 1,200, I think, is ideal. And with the scratching of horses like Flamboyer and Upstart Bright, Cool Ring, all the speed, runners are out, so maybe he gets a nice soft lead here because he's got enough of his own speed. 7, Sony Legend, whether or not the track's a little on the wet side for him, time will tell, but they get his first crack at it. This favourite obviously has to go in the mix, Burning Passion, a huge move for him there in the market, and he was pretty luckless, I guess, in that blanket finish there at Hawkesbury last time out where he ran 5th, 1,200 better suited here. And I threw in the 14, which is rare occurrence. I know she doesn't have much second up form, but she handles this track. So 10, 7, 6 and 14.
Righto, that's race 1. Race 2, the Lord Mayor's Cup over the mile. Religify there for Waller and Bowman. It's at $2.25 with Tab Fixed Odds. Amavasio at 5. Duke of Valentinois, $5.50, along with Pajaro. Ali Lou number 7 at 9.50, along with 8 Colin Little. How do you see race 2?
Well, I think at Wait for Age, certainly this favourite is well in Religify. Jumped up off the canvas, didn't he, at the Gold Coast last time out after Siegfried put that sort of mid-race pressure on him and he had to concede the lead there. But he chased like a little dogged chap, I thought, and really stuck.
Now, what were you going to say?
I was thinking of a good, aggressive dog, actually, you know.
A bulldog.
A bulldog, that's what I was thinking of, and I thought, oh, that might not fit there. Anyway, you got the gist of what I meant. He was dogging and chasing, so I'm going to stick with him. I know he's probably not at his best on the wet track, but they've been rolling this track, and I think first crack at it is vital for him, or second crack, rather, early in the day anyway.
Yeah.
7, Ali Lou, I think, represents the best wet track form here, so I've got a Wallach Vanilla there. And then I think, you know, obviously the 4, Pajaro meets the 3, Duke of Valentinois, a lot better at the weights here today. And that's no knock on Amoratio as well. I just thought he might want to drive track too. So 1, 7, 4, and 3.
1, 7, 4, and 3 there. Race 3, first of the features, the Mitavite Sires Produce. A large lineup of two-year-olds with tab fixed odds. Tangle at 7.50, 3 Taking Aim at 12, 4 All Too High Ying at 15, 5 St. Patrick's Day is at $15 for Chris Munts. How many has he got in this race, Bernie?
Three.
So St. Patrick's Day at $18. 7 Capital Gain opened 11 on Wednesday. It's now at $8.50. Queechy Phoenix at $7.50. Malahat at $8.50. Melody Bell, $4.20 into $3.20. And that's the tale here. So, look, it's the Kiwis against the locals here, isn't it?
It is indeed. And, of course, Tangled there and Taking Aim from Sydney. It's a great mix of form, isn't it? Really difficult to line them up. Loved All Too Hooing's run the other day, and I think at 15-1 he's a lovely each way bet in a race where he draws a nice barrier. We know he's no trouble at 1400. He's placed up to a mile, and he put in a bottler of a run in the Champagne Stakes. He just had to alter course on a couple of occasions, nothing major, but still perhaps enough just to, you know, slow him up half a length. And the margin wasn't too big there either. So I'm in his corner at double figure odds. To beat Tangled, I thought he showed great natural improvement from his win at Wyong. He's progressive. He's certainly the horse to run down for this All Too Hooing, I think. Then I've gone the way of the 11, which is Malahat, who, even though he's only won that maiden last time out, his run behind Invader particularly, I thought, was super. You know, he's going to have to press forward, I guess, from that alley. There's a lot of horses drawn poorly here. And then I went the way of the 5, which is St. Pat's, so I think it's the best for the locals. Not to say I don't like Capital Gain, all the Kiwis indeed, but certainly that first Kiwi, Queechy Phoenix. Is that how we say it? Queechy?
No, Kiwi or something like that. Check with, Donna, yeah. It's such a competitive race. You never know. They could be strong, or our two-year-olds might be equally as good as their New Zealand form.
Well, that's right. And I know that other one, Melody Bell, I think was a little bit of a surprise winner in that millions race over there. But she comes here with good wraps as well. So, I don't know. It's a tough race. 4-1-11-5.
4-1-11-5 there for Bernie in race 3. Race 4, the Premier's Cup. Benzini, number 1, has been 13 into 11. 2, Jumbo Prince at 6. Down to 6, Neverland at $5. 7, Pemberley at 14. 8, The Chairman at $4.40. Chocante, number 9, is at $5.50. 13, Zambezi Warrior at 9. They're the main ones in the market. And the race changed a bit yesterday with the pace. Stampede coming out, Bernie.
Yeah, I know. I'm just looking through now. I suppose, Albury led the cup last week.
They don't want to lead today.
Maybe the chairman goes forward, Kaiser Franz. I don't know. It definitely looks a little bit of a worry. But Chaconte actually can put himself on the speed. So I think he'll press forward with 54 kilos on his back. He's got prolific wet track form. And just looked to lose a little bit of ground for mine on the corner the other day in that chairman's handicap. and was definitely doing his best work late. So stepping up to 2-2 is clearly in his favour, I think. 6 Neverland, I thought was super, gave weight to the boys last time out, closed off well. Benzini won here last year, so he looks to have come back from the spell well, a couple of placings there. And 13 Zambezi Warrior, likewise charging to the line late in the chairman. So I'm 9, 6, 1, and 13.
To race 5, the Grand Prix here, Group 3 race for the 3-year-olds. Prized Icon, 1,400 to 2,200 today as it prepares for the Derby. Number 1 is at $4. 2 Volatile Mix at $9.50. 4 Black on Gold at $7. 5 Shocking Luck, $3.80 into $3.20 has been number 5 Shocking Luck. Down to 9 Order again at $5. It's been spec'd from 7 into 5. And down towards the bottom, the best one is Regine here, number 16. It's a relative of Trip to Paris. They bought this horse from overseas, the champion guys, the champion thoroughbred guys, and John Sargent's on the way up to watch Regine here as a 3-year-old filly taking on the boys today. It'll be interesting to see. It's been spec 51 into 31. How do you see the Grand Prix?
Well, I want to stick with Order again here because I think he's a very promising Queensland horse, and he's probably been a run behind the eight ball until today. He showed a terrific turn of foot the other day to really put a charge almost into a spot where there wasn't quite a spot for him on straightening, and then, of course, he got a nice gap and he charged to the line late. So he's a very exciting horse, and he's proven, you know, he won a race here by 7 lengths 2 starts ago. I know it was a poor class race, but still he's on the way up, and he's just, you know, he's a stayer, but he's got a turn of foot. So I'm in his corner to beat the 5. Which is Shocking Luck. He beat him last time out and certainly makes all his own luck again from that lovely draw. 4 Black on Gold, very green last time out, but sure the trip away will bring him on nicely. Volatile Mix, obviously a Derby winner in Adelaide. And that's not to say I don't like Prize Icon. I put all 5 in the Quadrella, actually, so I'm 9-5-4-2.
To race 6, a really competitive Glenn Logan. Miss Cover Girl, number 1 at 19. Artistry at 7.50, 3 Egyptian Symbol at 7, number 8 Raiment at 3.30, 9 Soul for Song at 15, 12 I Am the Lady has been spec'd, 18 into 15, 14 Eckstein out to $9, Miss Debutante, they made the decision to run here, opened up 12, it's now at $10. And Mystic Opal, number 18, is at 12. It's also been spec'd now that they've got the run. Bernie, in race 6.
So it's a typical mare's race. There's a nibble for many.
Yep.
Look, I'm going the way of 15, Miss Debutante, the 3-year-old from the Waterhouse Fox stable with Tommy Berry on board, down in the weight. Thought she was brilliant at Scone in a race where she had to go back to nearly last. Now, I know Eckstein comes out of that race as well. She carried 60 kilos, and even though I haven't got a spot for her here, she did win the Moat Plate here during the summer, so I like her as well. But I just think she's got a bit of X factor about her this filly and down in the weights, and she looks like, I think, she'll handle, well, she's already been a winner twice on soft track, so let's hope she can make that skip. 8 second rank, pretty good, wasn't she, throughout the autumn? Only one disappointment, she probably had excuses. Could have thrown in Mystic Opal, she just loves Eagle Farm. In fact, the only defeat she suffered here in the last 4 or 5 starts was when the tempo was completely against her. And then the 9 Sold for Song, look for her zooming late. But there's a whole bunch of others you'd like to have in the mix. 15, 8, 18 and 9.
To the Group 1, the Darley Kingsford Smith Cup, number 1, Blackheart Bart. It's eased in the market since Wednesday, now 4.20. Under the Louvre, 19. Japanese Me, 26. Music Magnate, 13. Counterattack opened up 8, it's now at 5. Clearly Innocent's been a dramatic drifter. Open $5.50, now $10. Start Wondering, 26. Jungle Edge, 12 into $7.50. In His Stride, Outsider at 100s. Hofgarden, 21. Darren, opened 8, now 6. Tycoon Tara, it opened up 26. It's now 13. And Impending Open, 21, now 14. Obviously, the scratching changed it a little bit, but again, there's been a few backed in the Group 1.
Yeah. Look, I'm a big fan of Darren, and particularly after his run at Doomben the other day where he sort of locked up back on the fence. I thought for mine he had a bit of a flashing light on him. He really, to me, doesn't look like a 1,200 metre horse either. He's got, you know, quite finely built for a sprinter. He's got nice length about him. So I think stepping up to 1,300 and beyond only going to suit him more. I mean, probably his main target is, you know, it's going to be the Stradbroke as a three-year-old down in the weight. But still think this is a winnable race for him. Blackheart Bart is just, you know, a warrior, isn't he? And just a little on the fresh side, perhaps, in the Goodwood first up. I hear he's settled in really well out at Archer Park. The five counter-attack, I think he goes to stud soon himself, doesn't he?
Yep.
I think as well. There's two under the louvre in him. And then I'm throwing in the eight, which is Jungle Edge. He possibly gets a cruisy lead. I know they led with Music Magnate in the Victory Stakes, but they only did sort of because they were forced to. So I think he gets probably an easy lead here, and he's going to be the people's favourite, so he's got to be in the mix. 11, 1, 5, and 8.
As you mentioned, under the Louvre and counter attack going there, and Tycoon Tar is going through the Magic Millions National sale, like Miss Cover Girl.
It's a bit of an old fart race, is that what we're saying?
Well, you said that.
They're all heading off to Tuttle retirement.
Well, no, well, you can talk about Darren.
Darren's
on,
not, okay,
no,
that's right.
No,
I'm going for the new blood.
Yeah, and looking forward to it, the big race today. The last, the Sky Racing Fred Best Classic. Obviously, a lot of scratchings have changed it. So the current prices, Morton Fork at 8, France at 11, Dreams of Plenty at 8, Calander at 8, Tessera $4.80. What else have we got? River Racer at $10. And down the bottom, Nick and Over gets a start, number 21. It's right there at $11. Bernie?
Yeah, plenty of chances here, and plenty that were a little unlucky last time out that could figure here at big odds. Horses like Crack Me Up, probably out of that Queensland Day listed race. Billy the Kid, I think, was very poorly away last time out in that same race. So, I think there's, you know, could be a big price winner here, but I am actually going to settle on Tessera, who I thought was unlucky not to win last time out there at in the Gold Coast Guineas. Been a winner on a heavy and a soft previously, draws four, just gets for mine the ideal run in the race where a few have drawn wide and have got to hope for plenty of luck. He's just going to have it right from the beginning, I feel. So I'm in his corner. He's my only special here today, actually. Dreams of Plenty is our leader. He eats up Eagle Farm. He's up first. Well, he's not first up, but he's off a little bit of a freshen up. We haven't seen him since the 29th of April. Then I'm going the way of the 16, Silfeed, who I thought was doing the best late last time out and was on a short back up there as well. And 21, which is Nick and Nova. This horse is really talented. He's a great style of a horse. Pretty sure they've knocked back some nice offers for Hong Kong for him. But obviously he needs a whole bunch of luck from out in that barrier. 8, 5, 16 and 21.
And that's the lone best bet.
That's it.
Okay, so that's race 8, number 8, and the tips in the Daly Kingsford Smith Cup, 11, 1, 5, and 8. Good on you, Bernie. We'll be watching. Hope it's a terrific day and the track can be okay.
Let's hope.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, mate.
Ben.
Good on you. Bernadette Cooper looking at Eagle Farm. We go to Newcastle. Good 4, Rail True. The scratchings, race 1, takeout number 4. Race 2, number 5. The 3rd, number 3. Race 4, number 4. Race 5, number 8. Race 6, number 3. Race 7, clear. And race 8, takeout 2 and 16. It was a bit foggy this morning when we spoke to Peter Birch. Gary Harley, what's it like at Broadmeadow right now, my boy?
Yeah, no sign of any fog now, Andrew. It's all clear, beautiful, sunny day. Going to get into the low 20s, I'd imagine.
Yep.
I think they're predicting, and good 4, Rail True, you couldn't get any better.
All right, let's have a look at the card. The first race at 11:35 this morning, and Birdsong's all the rage here. It's $1.95. Bit Snitzel number 3 is $2.90. Gary, they certainly dominate here in the first.
They look the only two chances in the race, Andrew. Birdsong's one of half a dozen runners for Darren Biedman and Godolphin today, and most of them have got a good chance. This horse, last preparation, the filly, she ran third one day at Randwick behind Cassidy. In a filly's maiden there, she runs second at Warwick Farm to Invincible Gem. Tessa Whirl run third. That's outstanding form for a race like this. Just placed at Canterbury in February. Had 3 months off, come back and run fourth up here the other day. Just run out of gas. She just got tired of the last bit when she was a short price favourite. Hit the front at the 300 in the the long straight just saw her out. But today she'll be a lot fitter, and she'll be very hard to beat. A number of good rides for Jeff Penza. She's one of them. Three Ben Snitchell for the Snowdens. Looks the only threat at all. Got beat about or neck at Hawkesbury the other day. Third run back, just beaten at Kembla prior to that. It's second pick. Number two, Mo the Great, and number six, Android. 1-3-2-6.
To race two at Newcastle, number three, Hunter Caulfield for Nick Haywood at 2.50 with Tab Fixed Odds over Bend It Like Benny, number one, at $4.
Well, they're the speed in the race. They're the two leaders, Bend It Like Benny and Hunter Caulfield. Hunter Caulfield goes to the mile for the first time after running three close placings, two at Newcastle, one at Muswellbrook recently. If he was allowed to lead on his own, he'd be very hard to run down over the mile. That's his first go at a mile, but on the dam side, they get up to 2,000 metres. There's no, I don't think there'll be any worry about any run on the mile. You just, depends, you know, what happens during the race. But if he got an easy lead, he'd win. But I got an idea, Bendit Like Benny's going to want to lead again as well. So that could be interesting. But I like Hunter Caulfield. He's knocking on the door. Bendit Like Benny's come back to a bit of form his last two seconds at Kempsey and at Newcastle. He ran second here in the race. Hunter Caulfield ran third in the other day. So they clash again today. Number two, Commonwealth for Chris Waller. The blinkers go on today. One first up at Kembla went terrible the other day at Wyong, but the blinkers might help. And number six, best of the others in the race here, which is Zeta Star. 3-2-1-6.
3-2-1.
Three, one, two, six.
3-1-2-6 in race two. Race three at Newcastle. Got a shorty here, Gary. Angel's Boy, number one, at $1.75. Organza, number 13, the next best, at $4.
Well, there's no way in the world you could have missed its first up run. If you watch the race, it was an absolute sensational run. That was at Canterbury on May 10. Got a mile back in the race around Canterbury in a 1,200-metre race and made up that much ground. It got to the line so strong to get beat about 2.5 lengths. That was the horse's first run. He's a Snitchell colt, trained by Gay and Adrian. And he'll appreciate the way, looking at him in that race, he's really going to appreciate the big track here. He'll be very hard to beat. He is short. He did go up $2.10. Tell you what, there's another horse in the race. His only race start was a beauty, the Godolphin horse, number 13, Organza. It ran fifth at Canterbury, beating 2.5 lengths. Tommy Berry rode him. He got a bump at the start, and he went back to last, and he was a good 10, at least 10 lengths off the lead, middle stages. He got beat about 2.8 lengths. He made up a ton of ground down the straight. He's a chance. He's a chance of beating the top weight, but I like the top weight. I thought his run was a better one, but Organza's wasn't too far away. One to beat 13. The only two hopes in the race for me, 2 and 4 the others.
1-13, 2 and 4 for Gary in race three. Race four, this is a maiden over the 1,200. 2 Boston Light, $2.70 with Tab Fixed Odds at the moment. Over Chilcotin, I reckon that...
Yep.
4.80, and Oakfield General is at $5.
Well, I like one outside those three. Mm-hmm. Each way, number 5, Placier.
5.50 at the moment.
Yeah, I think he'll run well. David Atkins got three runners today, and I've tipped the three of them every dirty on me. But I was talking to him yesterday for a while too. But look, Placier is a Swazi three-year-old with plenty of talent. He hasn't raced for 7 months, but he ran two really good placings on the Beaumont track here last time, and he ran third behind the horses Snowden's Diplomacia, and then King Viv only beat him ahead here at his last run, and King Viv's won 2 out of 2 this time, and he's a very promising horse of Kim Wars. Now, this horse's trials have been good. When he first raced, or when he raced last time, and he showed good speed, he was up in the first couple all the way, but David... had Andrew Gibbons drop him out of the trial, and gee, ran on good, and David told me they're going to hold him up again today, and I think each way he's got a terrific chance here, number 5 place here. For second in the race, Andrew, number 2, Boston Light, that was a good run at Kembla. He got a long way back, about third last there in that last start, and he rattled home to get beat about a length. He's got barrier 1, 3 kilos off, gee, he's well weighted. he is a big threat. I can see why he's favourite. Number 7, Chilcotin, made up a lot of ground in the trial, in a couple of trials. It's my third pick. And number 1, Oakfield General, definitely on that debut run at Gosford when it runs second to Allied Power. 5-2, 7-1.
Tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, we've got two special previews for you. It's a big race day in the country tomorrow. The big showcase meeting at Nowra for their cup meeting, and at Gunnedah, their cup meeting as well. We've got John Scorse and Gary Harley. They'll do their previews in between 10 and 10.30 tomorrow. So we didn't want to give preference to one because they're both exciting meetings. So between 10 and 10.30 tomorrow morning, previews for Nowra and Gunnedah. We move to Newcastle Race 5. Anui here, number 1, $1.95. Over Live to Dream at 290.
Anui, I think it'll win. It's another Godolphin horse. It's only had two runs, run second, beaten half a length on the Beaumont track here back in January by Princess Posh, the Australian bloodstock horse of Chris Lees, and she was flying at the time. Had a spell, come back, run third the other day at Canterbury at Lead. It's got a ton of speed. It's led in both races. She has. And the other day at Canterbury, she led. She was joined on the home turn. And Forever Dream, that horse of Richard Freeman's, it goes very good. He was too good in the run home. Got beat about two lengths. Back to a weaker class here. Barrier 2, straight on the pace. I think she'll win. Number 3 is the Danger. Live to Dream, the Bjorn Baker horse. It got beat 2.5 lengths when it ran second on the boo the other day at Gosford. Certainly wouldn't have won the race, but it should have finished closer. As it was making ground about 150 out, the odds on favourite ran out badly and checked it and hampered the horse, and Jason Collard had to get it going again. Wouldn't have beat the winner, but should have finished closer. It's a danger. 2 and 4, best of the others. 1-3-2-4.
1-3-2-4 there to race 6 of class 1. Number 1, Flow at 240 for Godolphin. Over the stablemate, number 4, Relaxed at $5.
Flow's my best bet of the day. He's got very good form. Two preps back, he ran second at Randwick to Cadigan back in May last year. And he's a smart horse, Cadigan. He won at the Scone Carnival the other day. Mm. He ran fourth at Randwick to Skylight Glow, went to the paddock. Only had two runs last time in. He won at Warwick Farm, won a 1400 maiden there. And he wasn't beaten far by a fiery trail at Randwick. Now, his recent trial at Warwick Farm behind Fort Myer was very good. Fort Myer's a real good trialer, and it's got terrific speed. He set second, probably 3 or 4 lengths off. But at no stage did Tommy Berry let him off the bridle. He went to the line hard hell to get beat a couple of lengths. He'll be ready to win first up. Number 4, for second, Relaxed, a stable mate, definitely. Only going to beat 2 lengths at Canterbury the other day. Run third at Randwick prior to that. It's second pick in the race for me. Number 5, Yarra Power for Chris Lees, first up. Couple of trials are okay. And number 7, Write This Down, last start winner for Craig Carmody. 1, 4, 5 and 7.
Race 7, Lucky Fish was scratched from Randwick to run here. It's $4.20 favourite over Forever Alone at $5.50 and Trust Me at $5.50.
He's well known because you're lucky if you can catch him. I'll give you the tip. I've tipped him, but I've tipped him because it's not the strongest lot. Some of them might need another run. He's got the ability to win, Andrew. Mark Newnham's got him these days. He's had 3 runs back. Mark thought he could win here first up. He started $4 favourite back in April. He led and he only got beat on the post. He was only just beat. Then he went to Wyong and he sat outside the leader. He's got good speed. And he run third, beaten the length of 3/4 of Vanilocquio. But then at Rosehill the other day, Mark decided to change the tactics and ride him quieter. And he was 3 wide with cover. And he got beat about 4.5 lengths in a much, much stronger race than this. Untamed Diamond beat Thrill Seeking. But he pulled up. He was galloped on during the race on both hinds. So that wouldn't have helped his cause at all. Now, I don't know what the tactics will be today. Use his natural speed or to ride him a bit quieter. But he really gets you. I don't know where he goes if he doesn't win this race today. Number 5, Buon Natale, likes the track. He likes it soft. It's certainly not soft today, but it will have a bit of give in it. Mm-hmm. He likes his home track. Last start winner here. Number 10, Trust Me, good win at Gosford, going well. And number 3, Helensburg Hammer, front runner. 4, 5, 10 and 3.
And a quick look at the last here, Gary. Number one, Wild Over. It was another one, Scratch from Randwick. $4.20 over Fantasize and Your Witness, both at $4.80.
1, 9, 3, and 13 each way forever. Number one, Fratellino. It'll probably lead. It'll have, 59.5 with the claim for Nick Hayward. Bolted in the other day, leading all the way at Taree. One well here, three runs back. Horse goes good, and they've got to run him down. And at each way odds, I think he's got a hope. Wild Over, good form at Kembla recently. Got to be the danger. 3 and 13, best of the others. 1, 9, 3, and 13. Flow is my best bet. Race 6, number 1. And as I leave you, Andrew, that Gunnedah Cup Day to meet tomorrow, they're celebrating 150 years of racing at the Gunnedah track.
Yeah, it's a big day, and yes, as I say, between 10 and 10.30, you'll cop both of the previews for New South Wales, Nowra and Gunnedah tomorrow between 10 and 10.30. That tip in the last two is at about $9 at the moment. Yeah, and the toppy. All right, mate, thank you. We'll hear you right through the day.
Good on you, Andrew. Thank you.
Gary Harley looking at Newcastle. In a moment, Paul Joyce in our preview for Randwick.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Pinot Grigio by De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
Enjoy 25 to 50% off at Oz Design Furniture's Sofa Sensation Sale. Hurry, ends Monday. Visit ozdesignfurniture.com.au for store locations or shop online. We're seeing the Pacific Highway crawl northbound from Pymble to Tarramurra. Also Victoria Road, patchy citybound through West Ryde. It also slows again past Tremoyne. The M4 is on the brakes inbound around those Homebush roadworks.